So again, so we were saying that there were six areas of halacha that were subject to machlokas. The first one was the aver min hames, right? The limb of a corpse that comes from two mesim, or the limb of a live person, right, that was amputated, that comes from two people, or a half a kav of bones from two mesim, or a revius of dam from two mesim, or a piece of a barley corn, right, the size of an etzem kisaor that was divided into two, and then the part that's relevant for us, the shidra and the gulgolas, the spine and the skull. So you see clearly from this Tosefta, as the Gemara is going to point out right now, the Gemara says, v'isal kadaita, O Shidra, O Gulgoles, Hani Shiva Havyan. If you're going to argue that the spine and the skull are two separate entities, in other words, that each of them are Matame on their own, then there are actually seven areas of halacha that are subject to machlokas between Rabbi Akiva and the Chachamim, and not merely six. So the Gemara says, no, that's not a proof. The Gemara says, Ki Katane, the Gemara gives you a mnemonic device, Kol Hecha de Fligeal E Rabim, Liafuke Etzem Kisaora de Yachiru de Polygale, Desanya Etzem Kisaora Shenechlak Lishnayim, Rabbi Akiva Metame, Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nuri Metame. The Gemara is going to give several deflections of this textual question. The Gemara says maybe you can argue that that the only cases that we're listing in the Tosefta or that we're focusing on are those cases that are subject to a machlokas between the Yachid and the Rabbim. So if the Rabbanan disagreed with Rabbi Akiva, those cases are listed. One of these examples listed in the Tosefta of Etzem Kisaora, the size of the barley coin. So that's actually just a das yachid, because the Gemara quotes a brisa where it's a machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri and Rabbi Akiva. So since that case is only a machlokas between two individuals, that case doesn't factor into the list of the number of things that the Chachamim and Rabbi Akiva disagree with. That's one answer. The Iba Yasema ki katane ever men ames, ever men achai lo katane. The second answer is that we're only teaching ever men ames. We're only talking about limbs from the corpse, and one of the examples listed there is ever men achai. The Iba Yasema ki katane kol hecha de We're only talking about those types of tumah that a nazir would become tame and would have to shave for overlaying. In other words, if he either overlaid the item or if he was in the same enclosure, that's, you know, for tumas ohel. But that is not the case for etzem kisaora. If a nazir is in the same enclosure as a barley sized piece of a mace, he's not metame. He's only metame if he touches or carries that. And then finally, the Gemara says that the case of the revius dam from the two mesim was the one example that Rabbi Akiva actually stuck to his guns. He did not retract his position there, and therefore the Gemara says that's why it's not factored into the list, because it's not the case that Rabbi Akiva actually retracted his position. He believed even the maskana that a revius dam from two mesim is metamit. The Od HaMikra, yeah.
Do all these guidelines also apply to a Kohen?
Yeah. In other words, all the prohibitions. Again, there's not the component of shaving and restarting the zeros and all that. But the prohibition is going to apply.
I just thought that a barley size fragment.
Yeah.
Is metame.
It's metame, but not ba'ohel. It's metame with maga and masa by touching and carrying, but not ba'ohel. Okay. So again, so the Gemara says va'od hamikra mesayo va'al kol nafshos meis lo yavo. Reb Shimon Omer ad yamav hayametame im yishemes chazer bo'ini yodeya. So basically, Reb Shimon said that he knew that Rabbi Akiva didn't retract his position for his entire life regarding the status of a revius of blood from two mesim. He says, but maybe after his death you retracted. So the Gemara ends up saying that because Reb Shimon was being a little bit chutzpahdik with Rabbi Akiva's position, he ended up, the Gemara says, he ended up spending most of his life fasting and his teeth turned black as a result, because he was being a little bit chutzpahdik, or a little bit impudent with Rabbi Akiva's shita. Okay. And then the Gemara says, Tashma, Desanya, Veshamai Omrim, Rova Atramu Rupa Atsamim Omishnaim Omishlosha, Uvesil Omrim, Rova Men Hagavia Merov Habinion Omerov Haminion. So it comes to Gemara, quotes a Mishnah in Mesechas Adios that seems to present the Machlokas about the following. According to Veshamai, he says that if I have a quarter kav of bones, so the only way that's going to be a problem, that's going to pose a problem of Tumah for a Nazir, is if the bones come from, in other words, if that quarter kav of bones come from multiple bones. They have to be minimally two or three bones. If it's only one bone that forms a quarter kav, that's not enough to justify the nazir shaving. And Beis Hillel say that actually more than that the quarter kav, it can't just be from multiple bones, but actually it has to come from the majority of either the skeletal structure or the majority of the number of bones in the body in the first place. So in other words, he says that's the only way that the nazir is going to become tamei. Amar Rabbi Yoshua, Yecholani lasos divrei Beis Shammai v'divrei Beis Hillel ke'echad. Shebeis Shammai omrim mishnayim o mishlosha o mishnei shokayim v'yarech echad o mishnei reichayim v'shok echad ho'over ov gov ho'shalad. gova uveisel omrim min hagivia omerov binyan omerov minyan ha'ul v'yeshanu b'mifrikei yadayim v'raglayim. So basically, Rabbi Yoshua tries to explain how this is not really a machlokas at all. That Beis Shammai say that when he says that the bones have to come from two or three bones, he meant that either you have to have two thighs and one shin bone, or two shin bones and one thigh, because the idea being that those bones constitute the majority of a person's height, and therefore if you have the majority of the bones that constitute the majority of a person's height, Beis Shammai say that's enough to justify to make the Nazir Tameh and to cause him to shave. Whereas Beis Hillel say, when he says that the bones have to come from the majority of the body or of the skeletal structure, so he says because there are so many bones in the hands and in the legs, so he says again, in other words, just in terms of sheer numbers, sheer quantity, you're going to have a majority, and that's going to cause the Nazir to shave. Shammai omer afilu etzem min hashidra omer hagulgolus. This is the part that's relevant for our Gemara. Shammai say that even if the bone comes from the spine or the skull, that's enough to justify the Nazir shaving. So the Gemara says, doesn't that lead us to believe that either the spine or the skull is metame? So the Gemara says, no, shiny Shammai de machmir. You could just argue that Shammai, we know that Shammai generally throughout Shas is typically pretty machmir about a lot of things. So maybe this is just Shammai being machmir, but who says that the Rabbanan paskin like this? So the Gemara says, okay, but then lifshol mina taima devei Shammai de machmir ha Rabbanan adi ikah shidru v'gul goles lo. So the Gemara says, but if that's the case, if we're so convinced that this is just a crazy chumra of Shammai, so then why did the Gemara say that? The Gemara should have said, yeah, this is just a chumra of Shammai, but you know, but the Rabbanan and everybody else disagree and say that you need to have both the spine and the skull. So the Gemara says, no, it's not true. Ad kan lepligi Rabbanan alei de Shammai ella be et some echo the asim and ashidra umin hagulgoles. So the Gemara basically points out that the only time that we have this machlokas between the Rabbanan and Shammai is only when everything comes from one, in other words, if I have one bone that comes from the spine or the skull. But if the bone itself is still intact, then everybody agrees that even one bone is enough to make the Nazir Tamei. Okay, the Gemara says, "Boy, Rami Bar Chama, Rova Atzamos Min Shidra VeGulgoles Mai." What if I have a quarter kav of bones from the spine or the skull? Kikatane Chatzi Kav Atzamos Hicha Deikamish Arevarav Avam Min Shidra VeGulgoles Dachamirei Afilu Rova Atzamos Odilma Loshna. So the Gemara wants some clarification here. When the Tosefta said that the Nazir has to shave for a half a kav of bones, does that mean that's the bones of the spine and the skull combined with other bones? So in other words, a quarter kav of bones from the spine and the skull plus a quarter kav of other bones from the body is enough to justify the Nazir shaving and making him tameh? Or maybe no. Maybe we say that the spine and the skull on their own is actually the same as everything else, and therefore you need to have a full half a kav of bones from the spine and the skull themselves, and not just a quarter kav. So the Gemara says, Amar Rava Tashma Hashidra v'Hagulgolas V'Isal Kadaitach Rova Atzamos Ta'asim in Shidra v'Gulgolas Chamir Lisnei Al Rova Atzamos Abamin Hashidra. If you're going to tell me that a quarter kav of bones, that the spine and the skull are so much more severe, so much more stringent than any other part of the body, So then the Tosefta should have said that you need to have a quarter kav of bones just from the spine of the skull. So the Gemara says, what do you mean? Didn't Rava say that this halacha was only necessary when it comes to the spine and the skull that have less than a quarter kav of bones? Which would lead us to believe that if you have less than a quarter kav of bones, even within the spine and the skull, that the Nazir is going to become Tameh? So the Gemara says, no. Basar deshama me Rabbi Akiva. Rava only said that after he heard the statement issued by Rabbi Akiva back on Nunbeis Amanalf. Once he heard Rabbi Akiva's statement, that's when he retracted his position and said that even for a quarter kav of bones, you're going to become tameh.